Hello and welcome to Inflection Point, the podcast that explores those crucial moments in a company's journey that change the trajectory of success. Through conversations with founders and entrepreneurs, we'll explore what those moments look like and how to recognize and harness them. And in this episode, we'll learn about DSS Plus, the global operations management consultancy dedicated to helping clients achieve sustainable growth. Initially known for safety consulting, the company now provides comprehensive risk management solutions, ESG consulting, and digital transformation services. This remarkable diversification has allowed DSS Plus to cater to a much wider range of industries across 40 different regions.
I think we won the trust of our clients because we have an impact, right? Impact is about saving lives.
It's a company that is truly international with a very good purpose.
I'm Tim Smallbone, and in my 20 years as a partner at Inflection, I've been lucky enough to witness a huge number of transformational moments that are a part of every success story, and DSS Plus is no different. And so I'm delighted to welcome Chief Executive Davide Vassallo and Inflection partner Isabel Pagnotta, who sat on the board of DSS Plus since our investment in 2023. Welcome to you both. Thanks for joining me. Davide, I wonder if I could turn to you first. If you could just tell us what all this means, risk management solutions, ESG consulting, digital transformation services, what does the company do and why do our clients value us?
Thank you, Tim. It's a pleasure to be here. So what we do is we help our client to make the future safer and more sustainable. And we do through consulting services. We offer our knowledge, our capabilities, our tools to help them to execute better their businesses, in particular in that kind of industries where there are big risks related to the operations and supply chain.
You started off as a health and safety consultant, is that right?
Yes, our legacy has very deep roots because we started this business, DuPont started this business, large chemical manufacturing companies. And they started to create the capability to operate very hazardous processes. And then one day, someone decided in the late 60s, someone decided that this kind of capability could have been of great value for many companies outside there. So the DuPont decided to build a business around this knowledge and this experience.
Which was an internal service.
It was an internal service business starting in the late 60s. So if we fast forward the story, in 2019, we carved out the business and we created a standalone company. Then today we call DSS Plus.
How did it go from being health and safety to advising on businesses with a purpose? There's been a big change in the breadth of what you do.
Yes, because I think it's part of the evolution of businesses, industries, and the society. So today, I would say there is much more awareness and care for people, for risks. There is a wide regulation that is helping us to stay on track, helping our clients to stay on track. So we evolved from providing safety best practices to help our clients to transform their organization. So what we do with our clients is really we help them to build a capability to sustain the performance. It could be safety and risk management performance, but could be also operational performance, you know, delivering their production. And since probably the last 3 or 4 years, helping our clients to be more sustainable, dealing with their emissions, their waste, their energy consumption, and of course, try to reduce the footprint of their operations.
And Isabel, I'll just turn to you. How did you first come into contact with the business?
I came into contact with the business because we were very keen to invest and back a management team in the consulting segment. And when we did our homework, we realized that actually DSS Plus was one of the best companies in its market. And we decided that we really wanted to buy it. So David and I met more than 2 years ago, and then we came to know better the company. And the more we were learning about it, the more excited we got, because it's a company that is truly international with a very good purpose, the purpose of saving lives. So that's what makes a big difference for us, because as private equity buyers, we also want to, you know, create good in addition to investing money for our investors. And we also love the fact that, you know, the company had a great management team, very ambitious, charismatic CEO. And actually, you know, we just wanted to accelerate the growth of this company because the company is in a very fragmented market. And we thought, well, if we can accelerate the growth by, you know, helping them make a number of acquisitions, we're going to be able to maybe triple the size of this company.
So there have been a number of inflection points along the way. The business has started off just providing internal service. Then it expanded that to provide an external service. That presumably was before your time. You referenced it back to being to the 60s. But then it's developed a wide range of different services. Then being through this big change, you're coming out from under DuPont's wing. Just tell me about that.
That was a great experience personally because I was hired by DuPont to transform this business. My personal background is management consulting. I'm an environmental engineer as training. DuPont wanted to do something with this business, and I was hired as a kind of head of strategy. And the transformation was designed with many people supporting the idea that a committed management team with great capabilities to make the future safer and more sustainable was an enterprise. So we started to envision the enterprise, and we did the carve-out from DuPont. When we did the carve-out, we were 600 people. Today, we are 1,600 people operating every day in the field. And the opportunity is huge. If you think that every year, there are 2.7 million people that are passing away for work-related incidents or illness. And this number, unfortunately, is not going down. Is in some industry is going up.
Every year, 2.7
million people, which is probably half of London, is disappearing from the planet. It's people that is going to work in the morning and they don't come back in the evening to the families.
What can be done to change that? Because people, I don't think people are aware of such a huge number.
Tim, is a shocking. So every supply chain that is bringing product or services in your home is generating across the supply chain a number of injuries, if not fatalities or illness in the workers. Why? Regulation is not stringent enough or is not enforced. The level of risk awareness, it's different by country, by industry, by culture, by geography. There are many, many different reasons. What I can say from a positive side, leaders sitting in my same position, in your positions, are much more aware that in 2024, it's not tolerable anymore to run operations that are not environmentally sustainable and safe for the workers. So these two elements are on the table of every decision makers on this planet. The difference is that some decision makers have the motivation or the incentive or the push to do something, others less. It's DSS Plus responsibility and inflection as a main investor in DSS Plus to advocate for more. Why we are leading the market? Because we are not shying away to tell the truth to our clients.
Do they all listen?
Some better than others, but look, I work with many, many leaders around the world. I think that in private conversation, everybody is acknowledging that we can do something better. It's not enough to do well as a business. We have been trained for many, many years that if you do well, you know, if you generate the profit, if you return the investment to your investors, you are a good leader. That's not enough anymore. You need to do well and do good.
That's a really interesting thought. Is it because you can't get the good employees if you're not doing good at the same time? Is it because your customers aren't interested if you're plain? I mean, what is it that's the driver there?
It's a great question, Tim, because in every industry is different. In some industry, you're putting at risk your license to operate. You can lose it, right? An incident can put you outside the market. In other industry, you can lose your customer because they don't want to touch the products that are coming from certain supply chains or certain production facilities because they are not aligned with their personal ethical values. You can lose investors. Investors are looking, where do I put my money? I won't put my money in a company that is not only doing well today, but they have all what is required to do something good for the long term. So I think there is a shift in the economy, a shift in the society that it's recognizing a premium to companies that are doing well and good at the same time.
presumably you're only talking to the companies that already get it, for want of a better way of putting it. I'm sort of wondering, is there a correlation between companies that are trying to do good and also therefore making more money? Or is there a tension there?
So, as I said, I'm inspired by my job, but I'm a very rational person. And I know that if I want to continue to do good, I need to do well. I needed to finance my good, right? We are not an NGO. I'm not an ideologist. I'm a CEO. I'm a business manager. I do things because they are generating a positive impact to all the stakeholders that I have to deal with. I think that DSS Plus, we have our solutions, our capability, are helping the client to do good, and the portion of value that we capture for ourselves is helping us as a company to do well and continue to reinvest in the growth of the business. The partnership with Inflection in the last 12 months is a statement, it's telling this story. We are using some of your resources to grow a business that has a positive impact on the society, and what we have in return is growth.
At Inflection, Isabel, we're looking for businesses that aren't just going to be compliant, but actually going to be leaders in these spheres. And do you see a correlation between the two, with companies that focus on these issues, on making a difference and being more profitable?
Yes, absolutely. I think that was one of the reasons why we decided to invest in DSS Plus, because DSS Plus is a leader in health and safety and sustainability. And we realize that actually it is the name that comes back when you ask, you know, clients actually who's best at his job. So I do think that being the market leader, you have a sort of aura that no one else has. And I think DSS Plus is the uncontested market leader in its domain. Now, I think what's great is that I think your strong recognition in health and safety has helped you grow more into sustainability now, which is fantastic, because now we are able to grow in new verticals.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I think we won the trust of our clients. Because when we work with them, we have an impact, right? Impact is about saving lives, right? Visible, tangible results that we deliver to our clients. So this trust now is turning into opportunities to support them, not only on safety and risk management, but in other areas like sustainability or operational excellence. So I think that in our journey, we are still at the infancy of DSS Plus, because we have an incredible heritage, which is recognized. We are market leaders in a market that is growing, and we are quickly diversifying our solutions to be able to offer to our clients more with the same philosophy. And I have also to say that I'm amazed, because many of our clients, blue chip company, Fortune 100, or national champions in some place around the world, after working together for a while, we start to establish that kind of relationship that are beyond commercial. And that is because of the purpose. They understand that we are driven by a genuine passion for doing a good job. And so at that point, we are almost a partner. We are not, there is no anymore a commercial relationship. It's a personal relationship. Because what is sticky is really that at the core, at the center of the table of the discussion with the clients, there is always people, you know, the care for their people, for their workers. So it's a powerful story.
Was there a moment where you had a thought, I know, we can do this and change the direction of the company in the direction of the sustainability that you've been describing?
Two moments are really very clear in my head that changed the course of history as a company in the last few years. The first one was when, together with my colleagues, senior managers in DuPont Sustainable Solution, we decided that separating from DuPont was a good decision. And we had to go back to our families and discuss about our investment and put the life savings and our careers at risk to move from being executives in a large American corporation to be owners and entrepreneurs. That's a big change of life. That's a true inflection moment. Yes, you can speak with my wife and she will tell you a lot about this. But that's the inflection moment, number one. The second big moment is what I think we are living today. It's happening in the last few months. Now we realize that we can change at scale. so that our experience, our capabilities, our motivation and passion can influence many more people.
To do that, to be that individual at the center of that relationship, you have to be a pretty driven person yourself, and presumably with a broad range of qualifications in international. I mean, how hard is it to get people who can do all of what you're describing? Clearly you do, you live and breathe it, but it's an ask.
No, thank you, Tim. Yes, but it's a very rewarding job. Because every client that is sending me a message and say, Davide, thank you, because your team did an excellent job, and we see the results, we see the performance improving. It's a great recognition for me personally, for the people, for the organization. There are some skills that are foundational in this job. One is you need to be passionate. It's not a 9-to-5 job, so it's a full-time, full-life job. You need to put, as I say, the people at the center. They are not just a tool. They are the asset. They are the value that we try to unleash when we work with our clients. You need to be very dedicated because it's taking time. And it's a combination of empathy, business acumen, technical expertise. The good news, Tim, is that we built this at organizational level. So we are not looking for one person with all those qualities. We build teams. We build teams where we can take the best of each one of our team members and put them in front of clients. It's funny now because in the transformation of DSS Plus, we have our hardcore engineers. They have worked in operations for 20, 30, 40 years. So they have a incredible industrial experience, you know, unmatched in the market. And then we have a group of management consultants that are able to speak the language of the clients, are able to understand how to pull together a plan, how to pull together an improvement journey, a cultural transformation journey. And then we have a third group of people that are coming with the sustainability offering, that are even more motivated about doing something good. So DSS Plus today is a nice melting pot of of different, very diverse group of
people.
So
your teams are very colourful in terms of mix of experience.
It's very colourful. Very much, very colourful, very vocal, very opinionated, very demanding, but it's part of the game. We are we consider ourselves an organization that is really thriving for excellence because the outcome of our projects are lives saved.
So the initial hook, the reason people come to initially, it's a health and safety offer.
Less and less. Yeah. Less and less. Was health and safety 5 years ago when we did the carve out from DuPont. Today is more the trust. You know, it's a good question because it's the trust that we are capable to drive changes. And doesn't matter what is the technical nature of the change. Could be safety, could be environment, could be the way you run your operations. But it's about changing the mindset and the behaviors of the people to change the culture of the company. So that trust is helping us to cross-sell in different technical domains.
A lot of people have a view of management consultants. They come in, they talk a good game, then they disappear. I just wanted to pick up what you've just said there, actually making it happen to make it, to differentiate DSS Plus. You actually follow through and make the change happen?
Absolutely, yes. So our management consulting services are about implementation, are not about strategy or road mapping. We can do that, but our core is to be in the field with the clients to change the behaviors, so to change the processes, to change the way they do the business. And it's also another characteristic of DSS Plus is that we do this from the boardroom to the workshop floor, back and forward. Because most company out there, the board is missing the connection with the operating reality. And we are consultant that can understand the operating reality, go back to the board, help the board to take a decision and cascade it into the organization.
This may be an unfair question because it's going back a few years since you were owned by a large US corporate, but now you have a private equity investor. Are you able to sort of see a difference in ethos, a difference approach? Maybe time's just moved on, so it's not a fair question, but I don't know if you see difference.
But look at it. So first of all, our legacy, it's a key component of our culture because we were part of a large industrial manufacturing global company and we have learned a lot. So our roots are solid because we grew up in that kind of educational environment, if you want, from a business standpoint and from a value standpoint. private equity is the perfect model for a company like us, because we were missing the agility at the time of DuPont. Today we have the agility. We were missing the speed. Today we have the speed. We were missing also some care. Today we are independent and we have a board and investors that care about our business. At the time of DuPont, we were one business in a portfolio of 40. So that level of attention and care was different. But I think that when I try to explain the people we hire, who we are, I try to tell them, look, we are people that is coming with a very strong legacy and tradition and knowledge that is venturing into a world of entrepreneurs and innovators and disruptor. We fly high with our thinking, but we have a very solid foundation.
Isabel, we invest in growing businesses. How have we helped the company grow since we've invested?
We've worked with management to really accelerate M&A, I would say. And actually, since we've owned the company, we've completed three acquisitions, including one that is quite chunky very recently. And as Davide knows, we are even keen to back management to do a transformational acquisition. So the sky is off the limit for us because we love the space. We think that there is a lot to do and we want to help DSS Plus really be, as I said before, much bigger.
Tell me about the acquisitions you've done. How have they changed our business?
So first of all, I make one step back because what Isabel said is very important. If you look at the model of management partnering with a private equity. If you are ambitious and you wanted to hit your purpose, if you wanted to have an impact at scale in consulting, you needed to be big, right? That's my learning after many years in consulting. To be big, you need a partner that can encourage you, support you to do what Isabel was describing, right? To accelerate the growth and make it, expanding your ambitions. And I think that is what we have done together, really expanding the ambition of DSS. And then you learn that growing organically, as we are doing, is great. So we have a very high growth from an organic standpoint. But to have a bigger impact, acquisitions is a fantastic strategy. We are in a very fragmented market. There is economy of scale when you build larger consulting organization that can unlock even more value. But at the end, all our strategy has the same goal. We want to do more good to do more well. And that is what we are doing organically and through M&A. So to speak about the three acquisitions we made, different nature. Two acquisitions are helping us to enter in new industries with new services. So are helping us to diversify our portfolio to build even a more resilient organization, a more resilient company. The third one is a market concentration because we have acquired one of our strongest competitors in the European market. So we have different M&A strategies that are complementary to our organic growth.
Big fundamentals for growth for us to explore.
It's 100%.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
What else can we do?
Well, I think we need to keep on innovating and think about new adjacencies where to grow. When I say the sky is the limit, I truly believe it. I think DSS Plus has a really strong brand and we can now think about moving into different type of verticals and also target new industry verticals. No reason why we can't go into, electronics, for example, and other sort of industries with supply chain problematics, for example.
What's the next step from your point of view?
That's a great question, Tim. I think this business is 5 years old with 58 years of legacy. We have established ourselves in the market with a new brand. We are diversifying our capabilities. We are expanding beyond the core traditional industry into new industries. So all this process is in place. Now, the next big milestone out there, it's really to have an impact at systemic level. So we need to move, and it's in our strategy, to move from helping one client at a time to helping an entire industry, if not an entire country.
So the government is the client?
Could be government, could be private association of companies that have the desire and the ambition to change. I don't want to sound arrogant or too ambitious, but I think we can really put on the market a new brand that is leading at global level.
Not short on ambition.
No, we're not.
So the company's been through a number of transformations through its life, which you've led it through. The business is now doing so much more than just health and safety consulting. And there's so much more to go at. It's a fascinating story. That's it for this episode. Many thanks to Davide and Isabel for joining me. Remember to subscribe to Inflection Point wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. And of course, you can listen back to previous installments, including the extraordinary story of GOAT, the world-leading influencer marketing agency. Thanks for listening.